The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory,
oh,
glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levan Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't know what it is that you're doing at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is that you do do, I am happy that you're doing that do and that you decided to do that do with me. All right. So I got a couple of things that I want to say, and then I'm going to introduce my guest, and we're going to kind of talk about one of my favorite things, actually. It is one of the things that is the grounding post or anchoring post in my life, right? So we'll talk about it a little bit and some of the things that they're doing now. Now, I want to get right out of the gate, though, and say that it would do my heart well if y'all could finish taking down the rest of these political paraphernalia, like, you know, including the independent ones, the ones that are in Bamboo Town, my good friend Pia Glover Roll. You know, I was pulling for her like a wrecker, but, you know, she still got some ones up. Of course, I see Patricia DeVoe still has some ones up. Renwood Wells still has a couple up. Some guy in St. Barnabas, whose name I don't remember, but he calls himself The Voice. I saw that on his poster. Yeah, he still has a couple up. And I invite you all to take them down now, you know. And maybe you could, like, donate the plywood to charity or something. I'm not really sure. But I don't really care what you do with them. Just take them down. That'll help me very much. It helps my psyche to go back to normal. And I could kind of focus on some things. Other than that, though, I'm also watching to see these appointments. I see the appointment lists taking a bit of time to form. Of course, you know, this government is not even a month in yet. But, you know, we like microwave government. You ask for the job. You had 4 years to think about the job. You got the job. Let's get moving. That's what I'm saying. Like, there are some appointments that I am watching. Like, I'd like to see who is going to go... As the chairman of the board of NHI, I see the minister is talking about catastrophic healthcare and what that will mean. I'm anxious to see who will be the next chair. Let me tip my hat, though, to Dr. Robin Roberts, who I think has done a phenomenal job on creating the product that is NHI thus far, and to his general manager, who has taken the program to where it is. I think it's 120,000, 130,000 enrolled Bahamians, with a 94% approval rating, with all who have physicians, I think something like 100 physicians on every inhabited island in the Bahamas. And those physicians are providing free lab services via, 6 labs in the Bahamas. It is a wonderful product. And if you're not enrolled in NHI, they didn't pay me to say this, but maybe Christy Butler, those down there, could send me a check for this. Y'all could send me a check for me to tell people, go register for NHI. It's a marvelous product. And if the Progressive Liberal Party is serious, I believe they will reinstate Dr. Roberts and maybe give him a new board. And let him continue on the plan down there that is NHI. I think that is a beautiful thing. And so I'm looking to see that one. I'm also looking to see who will take over the Arawaki port and the Portiski dock. We usually give it to people who, in my estimation, are kind of pale. They disappear into the background. You don't ever really see their thumbprint or their fingerprint. I will say this, though, to the credit of Reverend Gregory Minnis, who was the guy in charge down there at Portiski. For whatever it is worth, he got the bathroom right. Like, you could go in it, and it smelled like a brothel in France. It was delightful and titillating most times to be in the bathroom at Portiski after many, 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 many years of not even wanting your shoe to touch the ground in the bathroom at Portiski. At least it is tenable at this point, and I commend him for that, if that is an accomplishment to be had. So, you know, I don't think Paul really did a great job. I kind of don't mind watching him leave, but let's see who comes behind him. Hopefully we're able to transform our cultural sites into something that's amazing, and we'll go from there. So I'm watching, I'm waiting, because, you know, politics is in the air. I see the Bahamas Union of Teachers president has sent a shot across the bow to the Ministry of Education. She said, I don't deal with ministers of state. I's big woman. I just talk to minister. And minister of state and them, they just talk to whoever, not me. Whenever y'all call me, make sure the minister come to work that day, because other than that, I ain't talking to nobody. And so we will see. We will see what happens with the illustrious, the inimitable, Miss Belinda Wilson. We know that she is quite a tenacious woman. And I imagine that they're going to have a time with her over there. Anyway, that's enough of that. So I have some guests with me in studio this morning. These people are the bedrock of the institution that is primarily responsible for, or secondarily responsible for, my inculcation. But you know that I'm a good Church of God boy. However, my underpinnings or my inculcations are Baptist, right? And I always remember they say that in order to be Baptist, you had to be Baptist and proud. They say we would go to Baptist Day and we would say, we are Baptist, yay, yay, yay. And that stuck with me from for almost all of my life. I had the wonderful opportunity to go to that institution under the tutelage of the esteemed tutelage, in my estimation, of the Reverend Dr. Charles W. Saunders. And if you had any running ins in your life with Charles Saunders, let me tell you something. They ought to have cloned that man. I don't know how they permitted him to age. The man is timeless. We should have somehow taken a lock of his hair. He didn't have much of it. But we should have taken a lock of his hair and cloned that man, because he was certainly the thing that principals was made out of. And so they're here with me. They're my friends, you know, and I'm so happy that as a principal student, I have the mic, because, you know, we send in SAC students home these days, right? Everyone from SAC is getting sent home. We got a couple of St. John's fellas around the place now. We're working on them next. Prince William, I imagine, is going to have the chair in a short while. So Mr. Sawyer is here with me, Reverend Wood is here with me, and they're members of the Prince William Alumni Association. And I kind of want to talk to them about what's been going on in and around the school, the journey from, what was it, 1970? 1961. Jesus. My daddy wasn't my daddy yet. my daddy wasn't his daddy's son yet, actually, in 61. So the journey from 61 to today, and what does that look like? We have class of...
I was there at the beginning.
At the beginning, so that's 61?
Yes, well, not... it's a little bit complicated, but I'll explain.
Okay, no problem. Yeah. And then we have class of 73, and then class of 2003, so we got about 40 years, or this is almost the whole 60-year gap right here.
Yeah.
We almost have the whole 60-year gap right here. So, gentlemen, good morning. Say good morning to the Bahamian people, and let's see if we can get the conversation started. Reverend Wood?
Yes, good morning. And first of all, I want to say good morning to you, mm-hmm. and to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said a bit earlier, I didn't realize that was you until you took off your mask and opened your mouth.
Yes.
That's the real man.
Yeah, yes.
And
yes.
So we appreciate deeply your inviting us to be here with you today.
I'm happy to have you all.
Yes. The school started in 1961 and went through at least like three different phases.
Mm-hmm.
The first phase was from 61 to 65.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second phase was from 66 to about, what, 72, when the school moved on to Cowpen Road.
Okay.
And then 72 to present. I was on the ground for the first day of the school. I was a theological student.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on the ground, and I was a part of the birthing of the of Prince William's High School. That's why it's so important to me. And so I'm prepared to share a little bit about those first 5 years.
Sure.
The handsome gentleman here, Mr. Charles Sawyer, was a part of the middle.
The transition.
Yeah, he wasn't there like 66, but he came in that grouping between 66
Yeah.
And so I'm going to leave that to him. And then together we will talk about, well, together we can talk about the current.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Because where I come in this conversation is, I think I caught Charles Sanders in the twilight of his years.
Okay.
When I came in, he was, I think, president of the Missionary Education Board.
Missionary Baptist.
Yeah. And I remember when Bishop William Thompson took over.
Yeah.
And that was a very emotive time.
Yeah.
And then I remember, I think Reverend Sanders had stepped down as chancellor, and then eventually he went to Exuma. There was the car accident.
Yeah.
He had been on an extended leave for quite some time, and then he said, "You know something? I think I've had enough."
Going on from
yeah, and I got to see, because we inherited Eugene Barnaby for all of a year, and quite honestly, we were Eugene's principal because we kind of had to walk him through the process, right? we were his baptism by fire, yeah, the class of 2003, and it was because we came from a very heavy-handed Charles Sanders to a far more passive consensus-building Eugene Barnaby.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we had to help him through his first year as principal of Prince William. So those are the three areas where we can kind of tell the story of Prince William from. So tell us where it all starts, Reverend Wood.
Okay, way, way back.
Mm-hmm.
You probably wouldn't know, but education in general for young people in the Bahamas stopped pretty much at age 14.
Mm-hmm.
Great salary, billing certificate, and you went out to see if you could find a job or a mason, or not even plumbing was open, a job, or see if you can go on the police force, be a nurse, those levels, but that was pretty much it. There were no educational opportunities open to the lower socioeconomic grouping in the country. I say that, you know. There was St. Augustine's, well, Queen's College, the oldest, and it was St. John's, St. Augustine's, and St. Andrew's, I think, I don't remember when they started.
Mm-hmm.
But all these were there. And these were elite schools.
Okay.
And, you know, you would only get there if your family knew somebody or somebody knew your family.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you were extra smart or you could run well.
Okay.
You had to have something that they wanted to have you.
To have you recruited. Sure.
To recruit you. And Government High, I think, as far as I could remember, only took in 30 students from Akron's Crooked Island and Agua all the way to Grand Bahama.
Okay.
30 people. It certainly wasn't more than 35.
Right.
One class.
Right.
One class a year.
This is the Government High School.
The Government High School. Yeah. One class a year. And so some folk decided that, you know, we could do better than this.
Mm-hmm.
And these men were men, Dr. T. W. Donalds, T. W. Donaldson. He was the pastor of St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
According to my notes, it was also Reverend Backford, Reverend Enoch Backford.
Enoch Backford.
Senior. Reverend Enoch Backford, senior. It was Dr. Brown, Dr. Colebrook, Dr. Grant, Pastor Grant. From East Street,
mm-hmm.
Anyway, a group of these men got together under
Young Baptist Black Preachers.
Yeah, well, that's all. Yes, mm-hmm. Mr. Carlton Francis. He wasn't a reverend at that time.
Okay.
Mr. Carlton Francis was the advisor, and so he walked them and helped them to come up with some idea, and so what this group of people did. They joined in with the Southern Baptist, Bahamas Southern Baptist Convention,
mm-hmm.
not convention, mission to mm-hmm. the Bahamas. This was the white family. They mm-hmm. came, they went to Bahamas. And up to that time, they were doing strictly theological
mm-hmm.
education.
Right.
And so they came together and decided, okay, since you're going to open a high school, we would like for you to educate our theological students.
Mm-hmm.
I was one of those,
mm-hmm.
and help us get them ready to sit the Bachelor of Theology degree from the University of London.
Okay,
but see, in order to do that, you needed 2 A levels.
Okay,
and so that's what Prince Williams was owed, signed on to do for us.
Okay.
Who were in the theological school.
Okay.
And so both groups came together. The Southern Baptist, the Bahamas Southern Baptist provided the building. This happened on where Kalina is on Rosetta Street.
Okay.
That big mm-hmm. building there. And they put in quite a bit of the funds. And so on, they recruited Dr. Donaldson's son, Mr. Basil Donaldson, T. Basil Donaldson, mm-hmm. who became the governor of Central Bank,
right.
Once he had finished. So he came from his teaching job at Fisk University back home to the Bahamas on request of his dad
mm-hmm.
and got the school off the ground. And on the 2nd of October, that was a Monday,
mm-hmm.
2nd of October, 1961, the school started. And I always said that I was one of the assistant midwives.
Of the birth.
Sorry.
Of the birth of Jordan.
Of the birth of Jordan. Oh, no, it wasn't Jordan.
Jordan was up the road. Okay.
Yeah. Prince William High School.
Okay.
And because that day I was a doorkeeper, I was mm-hmm. the gopher and mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
So you were kind of earning your way through school doing this then? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't pay anything. Yeah. And so that was given to us. And there were a number of people who were in the program.
Mm.
And so those of us who signed up to do the Bachelor of Theology got the benefit of Prince William's School. And I was thinking just the other day, Charlie, that when I went to university, in all of my English classes,
mm-hmm.
especially where literature is concerned, I got... I was at the top of the class.
Yes.
And that had to do with the fact that I was trying to do literature for the University of London at Prince William's High School.
So that is the era that takes us through the 60s. Mr. Sawyer, you came in at the transitioning point in 68. And from 68 to 73.
But before he what happened
mm-hmm.
at the end, after the second graduation, the first graduation was in 63.
Okay.
The second graduation was in 65. That's where people like Reverend Alfred Stewart.
Okay.
And quite a few others graduated. And at the end of that, the cultural thing kicked in, and this was the time when the nationalism was beginning.
Around the 67 period.
Before that. Mm-hmm. Predated that, but that was an air, and so the question came: who owns this? The mm-hmm. black group or the white group?
Mm-hmm.
White group said, "Well, we own it." Said, well, no, we want to own it, and so the school split and went to Blue Hill Road,
yeah.
And that's where Mr. Charlie
okay. comes. So, Mr. Sawyer, pull that mic to you. Let's talk about the period of transition. So we've already had establishment. We've graduated a couple of people on their way to become theologians, right? And the transition period kind of happens. Of course, all of 67 is happening. Darrell Miller accounts that he remembers the time from 67. He also remembers independence in 73. And he remembers his mother saying, education for all is free. But I imagine that there had to have been a transition point before that. You went through that transition point where education wasn't free, but apparently you all could have afforded it. So what was that like?
Okay, first of all, good morning, Bahamas.
Hold on, give me a second. Go on, yeah.
After the 67 elections, mm-hmm. you know, the PFP came in, and what they did was, because all the high schools, mm-hmm. except Government High, were church schools.
Okay.
So you had to pay to go to those.
Right.
So they started what they called the common entrance exam.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a number of commoners who got to pass the common entrance exam and ended up in one of the high schools.
Okay.
Okay. That was one of the things that happened for me. That's how come I got to high school.
Okay.
But right then, it was a serious transition because it was just that the blacks just took over.
Okay.
Right? And it was this thing whether or not we can control, and the whites were always there economically having the power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you know, the economic power is always where it all right. So once we got into Prince Williams, I got there and Selwyn Smith was actual principal.
Okay.
He was a super principal. Name. He's... Is that Barbados?
Yes, Barbados.
Barbados. Okay. As a matter of fact, after he finished the stunt with Prince Williams, he became ambassador to the Bahamas.
Okay.
From Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
He's still in touch now
because
we have a chat group that he started, actually,
okay.
from Prince Williams. That period was extremely exciting because we went through Reverend Sanders, and then Reverend Cooper took over the him as president of the Baptist Convention.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I went to a Baptist church where I know that the churches supported the school,
mm-hmm.
yes. all the churches in the convention,
because
mm-hmm. you take up your first offering. The second offering was always school.
Okay.
Okay, so that's where
I told Charlie that his church was the most supportive, the one that might not have given the most money, but mm-hmm.
They were most consistent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like, one of the houses in the school is named after the Reverend Alexander Black.
Okay.
Right.
Right, because they have Alexander House.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
And so I came in, and it was so exciting because, you know, I met people like Leroy Fox and Joyce Lynn Curry, Joshua Says, and those.
Okay.
Joshua and Joyce Lynn were head boy and head girl at the time.
Okay.
When I got in, that's when they started the sixth grade, sixth form,
oh.
right, to do A levels.
Okay.
I got through there, and we did quite a number of fundraisers in order to get to the school down in Cowpen Road, as it was then, which okay. is now Zion Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
We had a group, Grace Cobbs and her crew from Michigan.
From Michigan, I remember them.
This is why the administrative building is after
Grace Cobbs.
Grace
Cobbs, yeah.
Right? Okay. She did marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
They used to bring just bucket loads of money.
Yeah, I remember them.
Right? And so this is how the school really got set up
okay.
properly. And when we moved down to what was then Cowpen Road, I ended up with 1 year there. Interestingly enough, Sharon Wilson was our form teacher and English language, English literature teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Alice Curry was there at the time. And we had a pretty good team.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we actually came out in flying colors.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon Wilson was very proud of us. Selwyn Smith was very proud of us.
Was this before her transition to St. John's?
Yes.
Okay.
She came from Princeville to go to St. John's.
Okay.
Right. Matter of fact, she begged to stay with us until she came out of Prince William.
But naturally, we were the better school, yeah.
So it was really, really interesting times.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some people who came through Prince Williams who have made, astounding contributions in the society. The only thing that gets to me is what we're doing now is trying to really get everybody together,
mm-hmm.
See how best we can give back.
Okay.
Okay. The foundation was laid.
Mm-hmm.
Your school is your foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever you may think, that's your foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you remember your foundation? Because without a good foundation, you don't have a good roof.
Yeah, the roof don't matter. Yeah. Right?
And so that is what I'm trying to do now. I've been contrary for
mm-hmm.
a while.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I said, the foundation was laid, and so I had to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so happy that I was able to come back and the things that I've been able to do since coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I've been kind of tied to Prince William's for years. The irony is my house, I can
you live across the street. You live across the street. You never left it.
It was just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I always went there. As a matter of fact, one of my daughters went to Princeville as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're in that yet. Chandra Soil.
I think she's behind me.
Yeah.
So yeah.
She was there as well. But overall, Prince William is, even in sports, we had the superpowers like SAC, Government
yeah.
High.
Yeah, on their knees.
Prince William's always yeah. went like third.
On, no, but no, no, no. but let's go check the showcase.
Volleyball,
right? The B3A's volleyball is ours.
Yes.
The B3A's basketball is ours. And all the other schools do nothing but show up to fall at the feet of Prince William High. Yeah. That's what happens.
We stopped about 3 or 4 trophies from floating.
Yeah, we let SAC have this little running thing, but you know, it's the Bible say only the wicked flee when no man chases him. So that's why we let SAC have that, because we don't like to run. All right, but definitely the school has built an interesting caliber of Bahamian citizens.
Mm-hmm.
You call names that I wasn't even aware of. Like I'm aware of Nat Bannaby being from Prince William,
yes.
but I wasn't aware that Joshua Sayers went there. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And as you look around, and I brag about this all the time, as you look around the tapestry of the Bahamas, largely it is an accepted position that Prince William students get into whatever genre of profession that they choose or decide or somehow matriculate toward, and they become top performers in their industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that is the case with you. You've been in the studio business for forever, and you are a household name. Like Sawyer Studio is like Pine Sol, right? You don't say it and people not know it. Now, I know you all are doing some things as we transition to the 60s.
What you said, I just want to support that.
Mm-hmm.
We have right now a minimum of 20 doctors in the Princess Margaret Hospital.
Oh, yeah?
In the country.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the president of the medical associations is a graduate of Prince William's High School.
I remember, it was a group of them. They're sisters. You're talking about Dr. Pender.
Pender's
yeah,
daughter.
Yeah, there were a couple of them.
But also, a lot of people don't know that one of the leading cardiologists in the country, Dr. Patrick Cargill,
mm-hmm.
is a graduate of Prince William's.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've gone to that level.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, so we let you all have track, but we just do other things. All right. Now we're moving towards the 60th anniversary of Prince William's establishment as an education institution in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I know that there are some major things that are on the horizon. We talked about the alumni establishment, etc. What exactly are on the calendar of events?
Okay. Well, first of all, we have scheduled a motorcade for Sunday the 3rd.
That's Sunday coming?
That's Sunday coming.
Okay. This is going to be like Baptist Day motorcade? Because, you know, that's a big thing.
Baptist Day is a motorcade.
Yeah. I know, but I don't know if this one will be like the Baptist Day motorcade.
Well, it's
just
walking.
Just be mobile.
Man, you gotta have a band. We can't put a band on the back of the truck.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta put a band on the back of the truck.
Yeah. A couple bands.
Because I need to hear them play Hold the Fort for I Am Coming. That is the famous Baptist Day March song.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So we gonna have some bands there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect. What else could be there?
And then following that, we're supposed to gather at the school,
mm-hmm.
and probably have a few refreshments and stuff on the school grounds,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, we're including some of the students from the present day school.
Okay.
On the 10th, the following Sunday at 3:30, we're scheduled a church service.
Okay.
And Mario Moxie, who is also a graduate of Prince William's, is one of the speakers.
Which church are you having it at?
It's supposed to be at the auditorium.
Okay.
The William Thompson
Street.
Auditorium in Jane Street.
That is also a new thing in Baptist school history. You knew for sure if we were having something, it was at Zion.
Yes.
It was either at Zion or every now and again, Salem. Yeah. So that is a new addition to the Baptist school experience.
That was one of the things that during William Thompson's reign became a reality.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He was fighting for it for a while and finally got it to come into fruition.
Okay. And that is the auditorium, for those of you that do not know, that is at the BBC complex.
Right.
Okay.
Jane Street.
Yeah.
Off Prince Charles.
And that is... You know, BBC has been a Baptist school, not quite like Prince William. You know, but we pull them along behind us.
Kind of grew out of
it. Yeah, we pull them along behind us just to make sure they don't feel left out.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what else is on the gala now?
On the service.
Mm-hmm. So that's that's the 3rd and the 10th. Yes?
Yeah, the 10th. Mm-hmm. The service of the 10th, we want to do a couple of things. One, we want to recognize the school and for all that it has accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, we want to give God thanks for his faithfulness to the school over the 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
God's faithfulness to the school. And we call it recognize
mm-hmm.
two of our students, Dr. Leonard Johnson
mm-hmm.
Of the Seventh-day Adventist,
mm-hmm.
Who was a graduate. And it was Dr. Timothy Stewart.
Recently deceased.
Yeah, but in the interim,
mm-hmm.
we'd already decided
to
do that, but mm-hmm. in the interim, he passed on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to do it posthumously.
Okay.
And if I may just
recognize these two people.
Mm-hmm.
And as you heard that, Mario, we're also having, what we try to do, we try to get three speakers.
Okay.
One from the original,
mm-hmm.
Up to 95,
mm-hmm.
61 to 65.
Mm-hmm.
The other from 66 to 71,
mm-hmm.
and then the other from 72 forward.
Okay.
And those
who's that person?
Reverend Alfred Stewart,
Alfred
Timmy's
Stewart.
Brother.
Yeah, yeah.
He's 65 graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sharon Colbrook.
I don't know that one.
Sharon Colbrook is sister to Bobby Colbrook from Blue Road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sharon has suggested that she would give over to Reverend Velish Johnson from the Anglican Church.
Mm. Okay. I don't know any of these names. I don't know these names.
She's one of those early ladies in the Anglican Church. Excellent, excellent young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Even if a bishop gives her the okay.
Okay. She'll be at the function on the 10th.
Yeah, we're hoping that she'll be the 3rd speaker.
What exactly are you all hoping from people who did not know, could not know, would not have known, had it not been for our being here today? What exactly are the involvement of former students or even students present? Like, what exactly is the expectation on their behalf?
You take that one.
What we're looking for is to get participation from all and sundry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the school has been in for 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's no joke feat.
Right.
All right, that's a long time. That's a lot of students come through that school. A lot of people who have gotten their push to make it through life. We get people like for instance, your Auditor General, Terrence mm-hmm. Bascom.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Two justices, Estelle Evans,
mm-hmm.
Donna Bascom,
mm-hmm.
all of them came out of Prince Williams.
Okay.
So the thing about it is we just need to get everybody on board so that we can really make this thing happen and to make it a grand event. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Prince William has been there and has been plugging for years and years. I try to do whatever I can, whenever I can, because I know where I came from,
mm-hmm.
okay? And so we try to get everybody to understand, this is where you come from. Let's mm-hmm. just drop something back into it because we got a whole generation now to push forward.
Yeah.
And if you want to retire in peace,
mm-hmm.
come on, let's get these kids to the point where we can.
Indeed. We got to take a break. You know, as I go to the break, I just want to say, Prince William, hi, Prince William, hi. We shall be true to thee and hold the light of truth and right for all the world
to see.
All right. Don't move. I've got more show on the next side of the break. It's Leaving Miller. I'm here with a couple of Falcons. We'll be back.
tell mama to be ready. Tell it to the whole family. The rock, the top, four, two. The count depends on you. So tell Teddy, go tell below. Lock it down on your calendar. Since it's 2021, this one's for everyone.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Lavon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
In case you want to know how the song ends, it goes, and when we leave the gray and white, wherever we may go, Prince William will be in my heart and Jesus in my soul. Yeah, and then they'd make you sing the Jesus in my soul piece, and then he was kind of tired.
That's the
chorus. Yeah. So just in case you want to know, I still know it. It's still in there. Let's open the phone line. 323-6232. Alan, and I'm getting the feedback. I don't know where that's coming from. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. You can call me on any one of those. You can text me on 422-4796. I'm in studio. Mrs. Sawyer is here. Reverend Wood is here. Reverend Wood, you are like the cornerstone of Prince William, are you not? Interestingly enough, my mother went to Prince William. Elsa Scott was what she was before my daddy tripped her down. And then, who else went there? I had my neighbors went there. The Curtis girls went to Prince William. Right. Vanessa Curtis and those. Mm-hmm. But no matter where do you start at Prince William in 61 or 2021? You ran into Reverend Wood at some point. What has kept you so connected to the school?
Well, I think the privilege that God has given me to be there. How many people, you know, could be a part of the birth of something so great? And I think that is what helps me to stay in touch and you know, stay a part of, because I was there when the first day, first hour, first moment, and I feel that I owe that.
And there were several staples in the school's population. Miss Nora, the fries woman, we talked about her.
Miss Walken.
Yeah, Miss Walken. Miss Gordon.
Miss Johnson.
Johnson, right?
What was the name of the Spanish teacher? Miss Vassell.
Yeah, Miss before you, before you, Miss, what's her name that did this, Troy.
Troy Nelson.
Miss Nelson.
Then there was people like, I think she's deceased now, Miss Ricketts. Like, Miss Ricketts taught my mother in grade 7 and then taught me in grade 11. They were timeless.
Ricketts were.
And she was a big woman. Like, she was like 6'2". She was a big woman. By the time as I had gotten there, age had gotten the better part of her. So she was big, kind of slow, but very stern. Like, you knew there was no joking around with Miss Ricketts. And then we kind of got people like, who else came? We had Mr. Lindsay. I'm sure that would have been long after your time, but like teachers who you knew. And then, of course, who could forget the dynamic trio, right? The good, the bad, and the ugly. That's what we used to call them. Reverend Brown, Reverend Sanders, and Reverend Hicks. those fellas took disciplinary action to an entirely different level. I remember Reverend Hicks would literally have what I used to call the wholesale beaten concert, right? He would sit in the back with Miss Nora, and they would say, Reverend Hicks, they send me to the office. He'd say, good, go to the office, and when it's 20 of y'all, come call me. and you go to him and say, Rev, it's 20. He'd say, good. He come, square y'all away, go back to go talk to Miss Nora. And then there was Bahamian, the maintenance guy.
Yes, he was Haitian.
He was of Haitian birth, but he was so part of the family.
And he was a part of the school.
Yeah.
He was a part of the school.
Yeah, we got a call on the line. Let's take a call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Miller.
How are you?
I'm calling. I'm also a Falcon.
Okay.
And I heard you say your mother's Elsa Scott.
Yes.
Your mother went to school together.
Okay.
But I want to say good morning to your guest, in particular, Mr. Wood. And I want to agree with you that those who came up under the Reverend C.W. Sanders would know what discipline is all about.
Absolutely.
By the way, it's Darren Wood. And I had the opportunity to see Mr. Wood a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But Prince William is dear to my heart. I did my junior high year there. Mr. Wood taught me religion.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened that I serve as the president of the Hotel Union, and I'm also a pastor.
Okay.
And I know, based on my history at Prince William, he would have never been black prince.
Yes.
That I would turn out to be the way that I turned out to be. But I thank God for persons like him. And of course, Reverend Sanders, who was no nonsense at that time.
he was no nonsense at that time, and when I meet him, Darren, he didn't run out of it.
But let me tell you something. You said you got him in twilight years.
Mm-hmm.
We got him in full bloom, eh?
See, but what you all don't understand is anything you catch coming down the hill is coming down with full force.
I give you an example. I remember some guys came to the school on motorbikes, and they started driving through the school.
Mm-hmm.
And Reverend Sanders went to his trunk for a briefcase. We never knew what was going to be. He took us down to the back of the school, and he had us throw rock at the fellas. Falling in the back of the time. And he had us fall rock on them, and he held a assembly right away, and he said, I will not allow any hooligan
to take over my school. Yeah. No, that was his famous line. No one will take over my school.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, Charles W. Sanders. I tell you, the guy is a living legend. They ought to find... Thank you very much, Darren. They ought to have found a way to clone him, I promise you, definitely. Let's take one more call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning, Mr. Miller. How you doing?
How you doing, Bobby?
Well, yes, you had been on the hold for longer than you came and hung up on me. Anyway, good morning to you, yes.
Good morning.
I went to Vika Malai, and I know the history of Vika Malai. But I heard something earlier on when they were talking about elite schools, and who could go there? Government High was the Government High on Nassau Court, opened April 27, 1925. And not only the elites went there, but only special people went there. You had to pass an exam to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Adrian and Mr. Pendleton then went to Government High.
Mm-hmm.
It was the corner opposite the Sheraton British Colonial Hotel, right where McDonald's is.
Mm-hmm.
You go through to that corner, it's called Nassau Court.
Yes.
It became the Ministry of Works after Government High moved down to Pontiana Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not only the elites went there, because my brother, me and my family was not no elite family. My only and older brother was 9 years older than me. I'm 70. He went to the Government High out on Nassau Court and to the one down on Pontiana. So it was not correct when he said only at least went there. You had Government High, St. John's. You had QC through Charlotte Street. You had St. Andrews up on Shirley Street, right opposite, on the south side, opposite the Tribune. You had St. Anne's. Then you had St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
Kingsway came later, QC came, the QC was down Charlotte Street, then they moved up to Village Road.
Mm-hmm.
St. Augustus was up there, was an all-boys school.
Right.
Xavier School was down by the Fort Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
Opposite the Western Esplanade. That was the all-girls school for the Catholics. So I know the history of the school. But now, Prince William High School, didn't that school start off with Jordan Memorial School up on Rosetta Street?
Jordan came after.
No, the school up on, but just let me correct something here. Mm-hmm. We did not say that Government High was the elite school. We said
there was a small population,
only
like 30 or something, that could get
from,
in.
From across the Commonwealth
that
of
could
the Bahamas
get in.
That could get in.
Yeah.
You know, that was not more than 30 to 35 students.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they came from all walks of life.
Yeah, yeah.
You had to earn your way
yeah.
in there. We're not just going in. So I don't want it to be...
No, that's fine. Let's take another call. Good morning, Collie Ron. Yeah. Collie there?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Bowlin, how are you?
Oh, yes, I'm so happy. That's Reverend was there?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Glad to have you, sir. I see your son from time to time, and I send greetings to you.
Thank you, Mr. Bowlin.
Mr. Levin Miller.
How are you, sir?
Thank you. Miss Nora and all those nostalgic memories that you brought up. And wonderful. Reverend Higgs and all the rest of it. And I'm so happy that the school has decided to honor those two persons, Reverend Timothy Stewart. It's so sad that he's gone. There's a lot about that gentleman that is so much human that the world, the Bahamas, could learn so much from him. We will learn so much about forgiveness, about loving others. He's a remarkable person. And, of course, Johnson, he's a humble man. Prince Will is just proud. I must remember Mrs. Adderley and who was born.
Leslie,
I think she went too soon, you know. Gone too soon.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Mr. Bowlin.
And one last thing, quickly. When you mentioned about Common Entrance and A-Level, all those are the hallmark. Reverend Saunders, no one can speak better than him. So I want to highlight those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember he would often say, I've learned many things over the course of my life. I speak three languages. One of them is a discontinued language. I wrote the school's motto, Nuts or Bees, Jesus S. One of the things I struggle with is counting in less than 12, though. So if you come to my office, it's 12 or 24. Yeah, and he was very serious about that, Reverend Charles W. Sanders. And I also remember the assemblies with him. Sometimes we would be out there, we'd be having an assembly. The music teacher would be doing his very best. Rev would walk from out of his office. And I told people, no matter where on this campus Reverend Sanders was, you could hear his shoes coming.
It stars.
Yeah, you could hear his shoes coming. And so you'd hear him coming, right? And you'd be trying to figure out, like, where is he coming from? And he would ascend to the podium and say, I don't know who you all sang that to.
Right.
Certainly it was not unto the Lord. We shall sing it again. This time, we will sing it as unto the Lord.
Don't get mixed up.
Yeah. And so those were good old days. Let's see if I got time to squeeze one more call in. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hey, a pleasant morning for Levon. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, I just want to say a good morning. That is my senior pastor. You have it there, A.J. Wood.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning to Pastor Wood, and congratulations. Shout out to
Thank you.
Jordan, Prince William. Hi. I was a soccer for about 2 or 3 years,
mm-hmm.
in 71. And so I think you had a Moxie girl who used to go there. Hattie Moxie.
Yes.
Man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was always a stiff competition there. So mm-hmm. congratulations, all, and good morning, Pastor.
Thank you very much. So let's give us some contacts. We've got 2 minutes left. Give us some contacts so that people know how to get in contact with you, Mr. Sawyer or Reverend Wood, on how they can be a part of what's going on the 3rd and on the 10th.
I can call Miss Wendy Russell.
Wendy Russell.
So you have a number.
Wendy's number is
810-810-4965.
So you can call Miss Wendy Russell to find out how you can be a part of the alumni goings on the 3rd and the 10th. 810-4965. You got something, sir? Everyone?
Awesome. Well, you can call.
Yes, my number is 477-7798.
477-7798.
All the sevens on the way there.
477-7798.
427-3704.
All right.
And I'd like to just plug here that we need to get this motorcade.
Yes,
to the best.
All right. Listen, all you got to do is have the Baptist Day march there.
Yes.
More entrance.
Oh, yeah? All right, that's my time. You hear the music. I'm Levin Miller. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me. Prince William, hi. Prince William, hi. I shall be true to thee. And hold the light of truth and right for all the world to see. And when I leave the gray and white, wherever I may go, Prince William will be in my heart, but Jesus in my soul. Thank you so much for staying with me. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
This
the station
out,
of fresh news and smart talk. They've
this
got the news.
This has turned out so
thank you very much.
Well.